Did you see Carolyn Leavitt saying that Trump is considering bringing back the draft? No, I did not see that. You should link that to me if that's true. Trump can't do the draft. He can't. They can't do the draft. It's not happening. They can't do it. Oh, I found the clip. I found the clip.
Mothers out there are worried that we're going to have a draft, that they're going to see their sons get in and daughters get involved in this. What do you want to say about the president's plans for troops on the ground? As we know, it's been largely an air campaign up until now.
It has been, and it will continue to be. And President Trump wisely does not remove options off of the table. I know a lot of politicians like to do that quickly, but the president, as commander in chief, wants to continue to assess this.
Okay, the thing she's saying here is not that the president is keeping the draft on the table. He's saying, or she's saying that he's keeping ground deployment on the table. I thought what you were saying couldn't be right because, again, the president can't do the draft. It's just not, it's not happening. It's not happening. It's not happening. But a ground invasion, yeah, Trump does want to do that.
Success of this military operation. It's not part of the current plan right now, but the president, again, wisely keeps his options on the table.
She's saying all options. That was what she said. She's referring to a ground invasion, not a draft. You say that like Trump wouldn't just do the draft anyway. No, stop. 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 The draft isn't happening. I'm not arguing about this with you guys. A draft would cause a revolution. The main thing I can't stand about the draft posting is Westoids who desperately want to make this about themselves. You know what I mean? It's like those people who, when the Ukraine war started, posted from, like, you know, Utah. And they were like, guys, I'm so tired of living in historical times, you know? Boy, I wish I wasn't living through historical times right now. You'll take a look at the badge on my chest. It's not happening. Ground deployments might happen. I don't know if related, but our favorite Mossad agent, Lindsey Graham, is now a Cuba Zionist. Yeah, he's tossing a bone to Marco Rubio in an effort to try to get everyone to play along. We'll talk about that in a second. We'll talk about that in a second. He just likes blood. Meanwhile, a guy in Ukraine with bombs landing next to his house is still playing League of Legends. There is kind of a horseshoe curve to this. Yeah, an inverse relation to the proximity of war. Where, you know, in America, you have people who can't sleep because of the anxiety of potential nuclear war over the Donbass. Meanwhile, in Ukraine, you have the 4chan post, wake up, retard, your country's getting invaded, you know? Need to give myself anxiety somehow. You have enough anxiety as it is. If you are in my main, like, viewership age demographic range of 18 to 35, statistically speaking, you already have anxiety. You don't need to add to that, okay? One potential deployment is the main Iranian oil terminal in Kargil. Yeah, if we did a ground invasion, this would be where we did it. Yeah. Karg Island. Which sounds like a fantasy location, you know? But no, a whole bunch of oil. I'm not sure how much of Iran's oil comes through this place. Do seaport for the export of oil and extends Iranian territory claims, Persian coal fields. Oh, it's currently on the Karg district. It's always islands with these people. It's always islands with these people. I agree. They're calling it Little Imam James. I'm sorry. That's not equivalent. A saint and an imam aren't equivalent. It's a little joke. Why doesn't Congress just vote to declare war? Why would they? Well, anyway, if we did that, it would be here. Yeah. If we did a ground invasion, it would start here. We'll see how things spice up, you know? Very decent possibility we end up doing this. I have no idea how it would go. I don't really know much about this island, to be honest with you. Why aren't you stopping this? At NYC Mayor, do something. Yeah. We did strike an Iranian water purification plant the other day. Iran doesn't rely that heavily on water purification, but Bahrain does. And in response to us striking their water purification plant, Iran struck Bahrain's, which is really funny. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. I'm trying to find an article on this. Bahrain water purification. From Public News. Yeah, Bahrain's like 100% reliant on desalination.
Iran ka Bahrain ke pani saaf karne wa-
All right, well, that's not what I'm looking for. Surprisingly little coverage of this, considering how important it is. What about from the Idaho Press? Oh, sorry, bucko. In order to read the Idaho Press, you need a subscription. I fucking hate this gay-ass earth, man. I'm so tired of this shit. I'm so tired of this. Are you kidding me? Free press? Oh, don't remind me of them. They're the worst of all. Free press is out here trying to get Mamdani impeached over his wife liking tweets saying stuff like, it's bad when you kill people. I hope soon no one has to die. Anti-Semitism! Anti-Semite! Asmongold fully supports double tap strikes to kill medics. Asmongold supports everything bad. What do you... Okay? Yeah? No shit. Water desalination plants have come under attack in Iran and on the Persian Gulf island of Bahrain over the weekend, threatening a resource vital to life in the harsh desert climates of the region. Well, we started it. There's concerns about strikes fucking with the Gulf. GCC countries account for around 40% of the world's desalinated water, operate more than 400 desalination plants across the region. Around 90% of Kuwait's drinking water comes from desalination. The figure's 86% for Oman, 70% in Saudi Arabia. I think they should do it. I think Iran should do it. We bombed theirs. Everything's on the table now. Iran does have a right to defend itself. Yeah. Disagree they should bomb Dubai instead? Yeah, well. They can strike UAE water desalination plants. Those are important, too. Hold on. Water desalination. Here we go. Al Jazeera, thank you.
Let's go to Mohammed Jamjoum now. He's here in Doha. And Mohammed, for Gulf countries watching that as Israel expands its targeting of civilian infrastructure in Iran, must be raising concerns for Gulf countries worried that the U.S. and Israeli attacks are going to drag their countries and their civilian infrastructure more into the crosshairs when Iran seeks retaliation.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Sammy. We've seen this concern raising over the last several days as more and more civilian targets, energy infrastructure targets have been hit by Iranian drones and missiles in these Gulf countries or by falling debris in other parts
God
of
willing.
Those countries and cities within those countries. Now, let me tell you about something that's raising a lot of concern at this hour. The fact is that in Bahrain, the Interior Ministry has announced just around 30 or 40 minutes ago, they've said that there was an Iranian drone attack that caused material damage to a water desalination plant. That, of course, is going to be causing more concern as we're talking about worries over civilian infrastructure being targeted by Iran. And this comes a day after Iran had announced that the U.S. had bombed a freshwater desalination plant in southern Iran. So there's going to be worry about that particular incident. Beyond that, let me talk our viewers through several of the attacks that we've heard about from various Gulf countries over the overnight hours and in the last several hours. In Saudi Arabia, it was announced that there were 8 drones intercepted and destroyed. Also, there had been a drone attack targeting the diplomatic quarter. That is a part of Riyadh that houses embassies. Beyond that, you also had the air defense systems activated in the UAE and Bahrain. Also an attack in which 3 people were injured and there was damage to a university building due to falling debris from an interception. And let me just talk for a second about what's been going on in Qatar, because you had the defense ministry announcing that Qatar had been subjected yesterday to an attack involving 10 ballistic missiles. They said 2 cruise missiles.
I'm in Toronto. There's a huge pro-American, pro-Israeli, pro-regime change in Iran. Thank you protest outside the American consulate. You don't need to pay those too much mind. They're almost always astroturfed. Like, you always hear, there, so much effort and money is spent on boosting the voices of these degen fucking traitorous American expats who come over here and their whole life mission is to get the country they came from bombed. Like that one psychopath with the big glasses from Iran, that freak who acts like an insane person but keeps getting media slots because she wants Iran bombed.
Launched from Iran, they said the Qatari armed forces successfully intercepted 6 ballistic missiles. The 2 ballistic missiles fell in Qatar's territorial waters. The 2 ballistic missiles landed in uninhabited areas without causing any casualties, and that the armed forces successfully intercepted 2 cruise missiles. So a lot of worry about how volatile the situation remains.
No doubt, no doubt. Netanyahu threatens Lebanon. I say again to the Lebanese government, your responsibility is to enforce the ceasefire. Your responsibility is to disarm Hezbollah. If you do not do this, Hezbollah's aggression will bring disastrous consequence to Lebanon. Yeah, no, that's pretty true. Even though Israeli media right now is reporting on the inability for the IDF to manage the fronts that it's opening, the plan very clearly is to invade Lebanon. Israel can't really invade Iran because Iran is a very, very, very hard target. The most that Israel can do in Iran is destabilize it. What they want really is like an infinite tumult. They want to turn Iran into Libya, basically. Open slave markets, no civil society, everything's run by warlords and grifters. Like you functionally no longer have a state. That's what they want for Iran. Iran's too big to, like, occupy. But they can invade and occupy Lebanon, which not coincidentally contains some of the borders of Greater Israel. You know, the biblical borders. They literally say it. No. They said it explicitly. They want to turn Iran into a failed state. Even Trump's been saying that. Didn't Trump? Oh, man, there have been so many clips. There have been so many clips. Didn't Trump recently respond? He was on Air Force One and he was asked, like, what are your plans here? And Trump just responded with some straight in Israeli propaganda about how Iran. In response to being asked whether we attacked the desalination plant.
Iran today accused the U.S. of hitting a desalination plant in Iran. And they said that might open the door to other strikes on infrastructure, non-military.
Must also open the door to other strikes against them.
Look, can you respond to that allegation? Did the U.S. hit the desalination?
They are among the most evil people ever on Earth. They cut babies' heads off. They chop women in half. What they did, take a look at October 7th. Take a look at what they've done over the last 47 years.
I hope every MAGA anti-Semite right now is suffering from like a near lethal headache. From the cognitive dissonance that it takes to support this man when he is so obviously an Israeli agent. Like, look at the holy shit. Lindsey Graham has dug around in this guy's skull pan and rearranged it and ordered it exactly the way he wants it. Are you fucking kidding me? Trump, for his entire career, whenever he describes anything that he's done, he does it in a self-aggrandizing way. When the fuck has he ever, ever talked like this? Hey, did you strike this target in Iran? Yeah, did you know how anti-Semitic they are? When the fuck has he ever talked like this? Never, he never does, ever. Lindsey Graham has been in that office every single goddamn day digging around in his head, and he's stupid, and he's senile, and he's very easy to manipulate, so, you know, here's where we are. He's just straight a mouthpiece for Mossad right now. It's insane. And it's not even a conspiracy to say this anymore, because Lindsey Graham literally bragged about being an Israeli state asset and then said that he's meeting with the president every day, taking orders from Mossad to try to get President Trump into war with Iran. Like, it's not a conspiracy. He just said it. He said it straightforwardly. He was asked by the Wall Street Journal, and he answered the question. He just told all of us what he's doing.
So I know nothing about a desalinization plant other than to say, if they're complaining about a desalinization plant, we complain about the fact that they shouldn't be chopping babies' heads off. Okay.
Like, look at that. Just post October 7th, Zionist hysteria. Iran shouldn't be chopping babies' heads. What the fuck are you talking about? They weren't even the ones who did October 7th. What are you talking about?
And do you think the map of Iran looks the same after this is all done?
That I can't tell you. Probably not.
And do you think the map of Iran looks the same after this is all done?
That I can't tell you. Probably not.
Cool. Kind of wild. He also admitted that even under another Republican president, this wouldn't be possible. And it's only with Trump he can cook his brain at supporting this. Yeah, I do maintain, I think basically any U.S. president would have allowed a version of this to happen, because it seems like America and Israel have been on a collision course with the rapture prophecy in the Middle East for a long time. But there's no doubt that Iran is like, or sorry, that Trump is uniquely susceptible to like this maximal interventionist approach with Iran. Yeah, for sure. Because his brain is like mega cooked. Yeah. How do we stop this? The only one who can stop this is the future Ayatollah of Iran, the prospective Ayatollah, Zoran Mamdani, who needs to step up and take the reins. And if he can't do that, frankly, I don't know what you're asking me for. George Galloway seems to think Israel wants to nuke Iran for whatever it's worth. Well, we're going to get to a statement made by Lindsey Graham just a couple hours ago, very shortly, which I think is very illustrative of that potential, that possibility. All I can say right now is that if there was a way for Israel to kill 7 billion humans without suffering any consequences for it, they would do it. So, sure. Intel report warns large-scale war unlikely to oust Iran's regime. Yeah, obviously. Again, obviously, obviously. Apparently, Israel wants this war to take a long time. Okay, you can't keep telling me this, okay? I need you to... Israel wants war forever. If Israel knew for certain that it would continue to exist for 1,000 years, it would want there to be active war for that remaining 1,000 years. They will always want war. They will always want death. They will always want more non-Jews killed and the darker-skinned Jews, because they're racist, too. There's no end to this. Always, always, always. IDF Chief Samir, this war will determine Israel's future for many years. It will take a long time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's cartoonishly evil? Yeah. Look, just remember, man, the only thing more evil than what Hitler did was what Hitler wanted to do. The only reason he didn't get to do what he wanted to do was because we stopped him. Just keep that in mind, you know? A lot of evil people out there, only reason they didn't get to do what they wanted to do is because somebody stopped them. Right now, no one's stopping Israel. You can keep that rolling as far as you want to. Eventually, you're going to, I mean, not to play oppression Olympics or anything, but, you know, I think the lesson that we're supposed to have learned from history is ideally you're supposed to stop people like this as quickly as possible, not enable them every step along the way. This could sink the GOP for 2028. Doesn't really matter if Democrats pick up the torch and carry the flame. At least this is good for Ukraine, right? Well, no, because the Trump administration seems to want to loosen sanctions on Russia so that oil costs go down, which would give more money to Russia, which they then use to fund the war in Ukraine. At least Dubai is getting bombed. That's true. There is some good news out there. It's not all bad. Can you explain why this isn't Israel forcing us into doing this? Because our leaders are also doing it. How are they being forced? Like, how are our leaders also want this? How are they being... Like, even Democrats can barely muster the energy to condemn this, right? Like, what? How are we being forced? I mean, you could argue the working class of America is being forced, but that's always the case, right? That's not... I mean, it's not like Israel controls American leadership. They just work together. They're like the same guys. Would Charlie Kirk approve of all this? Charlie Kirk's purpose was to prevent right-wing infighting. So, yeah, he probably would have approved all this.